You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight's my pleasure to bring into the studio a first-timer, a rookie to Conducting Conversations, but certainly not a rookie in the world of theater. We're going to find out about something that I quite honestly wasn't particularly aware of, the Contemporary Theater Company. And here to explain everything we want to know about the Contemporary Theater Company is Chris Simpson. He is the artistic director. And welcome to the show, Chris.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mike. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you. And let's start right off by telling the audience where and what is the Contemporary Theater Company.
Sure. The Contemporary Theater Company, we've been around since 2005. We've produced 33 shows to date, mostly in the Wakefield and Narragansett area. In our early days, we did more shows in Kingston and West Kingston, but anyone not from South Kingstown will fail to see the distinction anyway, so it's not too much of a concern. But we're a South County group. Our mission is to provide opportunities for artists of every sort to get involved in the arts and the performing arts. Our particular angle is theater, but we involve musicians, painters, and everyone in between in what we do, because we think there's a lot of talent down here, and we want to give people the chance to show it off, whether they are a first-time performer or a young student or something like that, or a lifelong veteran of the stage. People who are looking for a chance to participate closer to home, that's what we're here for.
Okay, so where exactly is the physical plant, the building itself?
Sure. At the very moment, we use a studio at the South County Commons, right on the main little drag there. We have a little storefront. We've done two of our shows there, and we teach a lot of classes, do a lot of our rehearsals. And I'm very excited to announce that on July 6th, we'll have the grand opening of a theater on Main Street in Wakefield, 323 Main Street. It's right on the little main strip there, and it's going to be where we'll do most, if not all, of our shows in the years to come. Over the past 7 years, traveled a great deal, done a lot of our shows at the University of Rhode Island, in downtown Wakefield, in the Towers of Narragansett, those kind of venues. And we may keep some of those connections alive. The Towers in Narragansett is a great place for a holiday show. We just did Mrs. Bob Cratchit's Wild Christmas Binge by Christopher Durang out there at the Towers right before Christmas, and that was a big hit. So we won't necessarily let go of some of that. We won't let go of that traveling nature, but it's going to be nice to have a permanent home, a physical plant, as you said, that everyone can point to and recognize and come on down to Wakefield and see us.
Right on Main Street. All right. Well, that'll be something to look forward to. Maybe just before the opening, we can get together again and do another show and tell everybody about what's going to be happening there.
It would be my pleasure to be back. That's going to be Mark Twain's Is He Dead, the famous American writer, not known for his theater, but wrote a play, Is He Dead, based on the French art scene, and it didn't get published until 2005. His estate, as you may know, is constantly putting out his copious quantities of work and every few years releasing another one, and it just came out. It's going to be a Rhode Island premiere, and it's an awesome show.
That sounds interesting, and we've had some interesting things, as you mentioned in the past. You just talked about a holiday performance you did a little while ago, and then before that you did another production, and that's what we're going to be listening to today. When we go to some music, we're going to be listening to what?
Well, these are selections that our sound designer for the show, Sean Fennell, put together for our production of Eurydice by Sarah Rule. We did this in October at the South Kingstown High School Auditorium. We rented their facility and put on this show, which is Basically a modern retelling of the Orpheus myth. Orpheus, Greek myth, was the greatest musician in the world. He was the greatest composer and, you know, had this deep understanding of music and also a deep love for Eurydice. And they were married, and on their wedding night, she died. And he sang his way to the gates of hell and convinced the Lord of the Underworld to let her, you know, come back to the world of the living. And as long as he could walk back to Earth with her behind him the whole way and never look over his shoulder to see if she was there, as long as he had that faith, and how you want to read that, whether it's faith in his art or faith in their love or faith in the gods, whatever your reading is, as long as he could get back to Earth without looking over his shoulder, without any doubt, they would be together forever. But of course, as in all myths, he looked over his shoulder and she was sent back and became the bride of the Lord of the Underworld. And so this modern retelling uses a lot of music, explores modern music in a lot of ways, and his angle and all of that, and how he, through music and through this discovery of how music and text work together, he gets down there. And of course, the outcome is the same. But it was a beautiful show, wide critical acclaim from those outlets that saw it. And we have some music from that production, like I said, put together by Sean Fennell.
I saw your list here, and I wouldn't suspect that this would have been on the list, this first one we're going to listen to, but it is.
Yeah, well, the piece, there's a couple of different styles represented, which was part of Sean's project as a sound designer. He was really interested, and he directed the piece and designed the sound. He was really interested in the ways that all of music can come into play here. And today we'll only listen to a few types of samples. But this first one by the Glenn Miller Band may not have been on everyone's top five list of songs to expect out of the Greek mythology. So it's a pretty good introduction to what the show was like.
Here we go. We'll give it a listen.
Walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home. I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Don't give up with those lips of yours to anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Watch the girls on the foreign shores. You'll have to report to me when you come marching home. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You're getting a third degree when you come marching home. You're on your own where there is no phone, and I can't keep tab on you. Be fair to me, I'll guarantee this is one thing that I'll do. I won't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but you till you come marching home.
Apple tree with anyone else but me. I know the apple tree is reserved for you and me, and I'll be true till you come marching home.
Glenn Miller Band with Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anybody Else But Me. That's, like I say, not what I expected.
Sure. Well, that actually played at the wedding scene, which was really just represented by the music and the lovers sort of dancing a bit of a jitterbug to that song. And, you know, the story, it has its many complications, but one of the most poignant things about that moment, the father has, you know, died many years before Eurydice's father, and he is in the underworld, which is right sharing the same space on stage, but they can't see him, and he's dancing alongside. It was a really fun, but sort of poignant twist. It was a really nice touch by the music design.
We're going to try to get some couple pieces of music in here before we give you more details about the theater. Let's go to this next one and tell us about this.
Sure. This next piece, also one of the first times we saw Eurydice and Orpheus together. It was when they were on a beach scene, and so the set was sort of awash with clouds and seagull sort of music and light, and it was sound effects and light. And this piece, Gymnopédies by Eric Satie, performed by Jacques Lussier. My French is not the best, but I'm pretty sure that's it. And it's a beautiful, sort of a delicate, wistful piece that I don't know. The sound designer said it has a taste of the tide to it, and I'll let you hear for yourself what that means.
We'll go tasting tide. Interesting music. We didn't get a chance to listen to the whole piece because it's a little bit lengthy, and I wanted to get back to Chris and talk about the upcoming performance, and really the main reason that I found you and you here today, a production of Paradise Park. Tell us about that.
Sure. Paradise Park, it's a play by Charles Mee. He is an American playwright writing today. His whole thesis, his whole approach to theater is that all of life is an open text, that everyone is taking a little bit of their personality and the things they say from their parents, their family, their upbringing, their education, their locale, the media, the entertainment they're exposed to, the common cultural touchstones. Everything is sort of, everyone is taking a little bit and adding a little bit to the common canon. So when you hear, you know, Shakespeare stole everything he wrote or whatever, he would say, well, of course he did. You stole everything you did yesterday. We're all borrowing. And I think it's
no new jokes.
Right, exactly. It's an interesting approach. So what he does, he goes back and he finds, you know, mostly public domain texts, whether it's the ancient Greeks or Shakespeare, things of the, you know, the 1800s and earlier, and he just adds to them. He changes them around. He'll make it all unrecognizable to you, but he'll build off these mm-hmm. open source texts. And he's gotten in trouble a couple of times in his life for taking texts that aren't quite as open source. And he'll pull a passage from Vogue magazine and put it in the mouth of an old man speaking to his daughter on her deathbed. You know, like these, he'll do what seems appropriate. And it's beautiful. It results in really fascinating, deep works. And he puts them all online and says, come take a look at them. Let them inspire you. Chop them up into little bits and make your own collage out of them and put that show on. Or you can, you know, you can hire the rights, and it's not particularly expensive to put on one of his shows. And it's a really great project, very valuable to the young theater community mm-hmm. To have someone like that. So he's an outstanding figure. And this show, basically, it is an image of what is this amusement park we call America. And there's eight characters, and it's in the Towers in Narragansett, February 24th to March 10th. It's the three weekends there. And it says, you know, what is this place and how do we make do here? And so there's a nuclear family and there's sort of a black sheep kind of character guy. And there's a ventriloquist with his dummies and a variety of other things, strangers, as it were. But, you know, we all see a little bit of ourselves in. And they basically, through, I think, 31 short little scenes or whatever, tell a narrative that in which they make a little bit of a mess of the towers. The play begins with us rolling out a tarp.
Well, wait a minute. Don't get too carried away because I want to save some of this for the next segment.
Okay, sure.
The basic question is that it's not a musical.
Not a musical.
So we don't have music to play as we normally would with other shows that we promote. So that's why we're listening to this other music from your old show.
That's right. We involve music. There's a local string group, La Bella Musica, we work with a lot to have music in a lot of our shows. But we're not strictly a musical company. Okay. There are other groups around that do that, and that's not our bent.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to that in the next segment, but right now we've got one more piece of music to squeeze in before we take the break. And tell us what that is.
Sure. We have Takatanga by Antonio Carlos Jobim. It's basically the music that we played when the Lord of the Underworld is trying to seduce Eurydice, and it's a little bit comedic, and that's a little bit the tone that the Lord of the Underworld carried. And so you'll hear it's got some sort of bossa nova feel to it, organ blasts, I guess you would call them. And this music, actually, the Lord of the Underworld is seducing her to her death in the way that this play unfolds. And you'll hear how this dark, seductive but strange tone brings Eurydice to the underworld.
All right, we'll blame it on the bossa nova and then take a short break and be back with more. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with the Contemporary Theater Company in the person of Christopher J. Simpson, the artistic director, or Chris Simpson, as I introduced him earlier, depending on how formal we want to be. Now, Chris, how long have you been in the area? Have you personally been here for a long, long time?
Yeah, I'm a lifelong resident of Kingston. Actually, I moved, like I said, to Wakefield. If you're not from here, you won't even know the difference. But South Kingston my whole life. I went away to New Jersey for college. I was away for a few years. In addition to that, spent some time actually in East Africa and working in theaters in New Jersey. And now I'm back. I care about this community a great deal, and I think there's so much talent here that we need more outlets for people to get involved.
So a lifelong Rhode Islander, although you did leave for college. That's a few minus points.
No, I know. In New Jersey, of all places, no less.
But as long as you're not a Giants fan, we'll be all set.
Oh, don't worry about that. I will be firmly entrenched in the Patriots camp this summer.
All right, good. By the time our show airs here, we'll be in the midst of finding out whether the Patriots and the Giants have settled their score. But we'll get off the subject, and let's get back to the Contemporary Theater Company. And this Paradise Park, a comedy by Charles Mee, is going to be at the Towers of Narragansett on February 24th and 5th, and then March 1st through 3rd, and then March 8th through 10th, and also February 26th. Okay, different times.
Right, yeah. Those are all those Friday night shows. Saturday, Thursdays are all 7 p.m. shows, and we do our Sunday matinee the first weekend, the 26th of February at 2 p.m.
And there's a website you can go to find out all this information, contemporarytheater.com, and theater is spelled the American way.
If you spell it the British way, though, it'll still take you to the right website.
Oh,
but yeah,
great.
We spell
right.
it E-R.
All right. All right. And there's a phone number, 401-218-0282. And if you need to get information or find out what you would like to know, just call that number, and there are operators standing by.
All the time, round the clock.
Round the clock.
That's 218-0-CTC for those of you with a touch tone phone.
Aha, CTC for Contemporary Theater Company.
That's
okay,
right.
Which is the logo. And now we know a little bit more about the theater and a little bit more about Chris. Let's get back to the music that we were talking about. And play this next piece, which off air, Chris said, I don't think this needs any introduction. But
no, you'll have heard this piece before. It was we played it behind the wedding scene in sort of the wedding processional, and it came back near the end of the show briefly as well. It adds a little bit of classiness and a little bit of classicism or classical nature to the moment, the important romantic moment. Makes it a little recognizable for us. So,
all right, without telling you what it is, we're going to play a little game. As soon as you know the title, just put up your right hand, and the winner will have a prize for.
That's right.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we have a winner. I saw someone in Westerly with their hand up first.
That's right. We'll have a pair of free tickets for you. Just call up the box office or call the station here, and we'll get you your tickets for recognizing Ein Kleine Nachtmusik by Mozart.
Mozart's best. All right. You know, the theater, as we mentioned at the top of the show, besides putting on these productions, has classes at South County Commons. Tell us about that.
Sure. We do a number of things, from children's classes to classes for senior citizens, active working artists, and people who are lay people who just want to get their foot in the door. We do improv classes and a thing called Wednesday Workshop, which is for young people, high school, college age, to come in. It's the first time is free, and after that it's $10 per two-hour session. So it's really sort of pocket change in a lot of ways, not for everybody, but we have financial aid programs and things available. But it's a chance to get together with some people and explore some scenes or some concepts in a friendly, sort of nurturing setting. There's, you know, everyone has to get up and do a little bit, and everyone has to say a little bit about it. But it's very low-key introduction to theater for young people who are looking for that. And we also do special topics classes. I'm actually in the middle of teaching a course on Samuel Beckett right now, and we do performance topics like improv, like clowning, so the viewpoints method, which is a physical approach to theater. And public speaking classes, directing classes, you name it. We have a little bit of everything, summer camps for the kids.
And this is right at South County Commons.
All of this is right off the highway at South County Commons.
So you go into South County Commons, right off of Route 1. Route 1 there. Yeah, I was going to say Route 2. It's Route 1 at that point.
Yeah.
And you go by the Sears.
Sears is on your right and the Sleepy's on your left. And you just go straight down the middle on your way down to the traffic circle there, or the coffee shop Route Awakenings, or the dining down there. Mm-hmm. And before you even get halfway down, on your left, right facing that main little road, there's a corner office with green awnings, the Contemporary Theater Company, ground floor with big windows. You can't miss us. And we're in there most of the time doing something. You stop by, say hello. We're always looking for people to just come in and say hi and shake hands. It's nice to meet people there. And we have classes most evenings and most afternoons. As we get into the summertime, we also keep pretty busy. So lots to look forward to. You can go to our website one more time. It's contemporarytheater.com, and there's a whole section on our courses there.
Excellent. So just stop in and say you want to meet Chris and shake his hand.
I'll probably be there.
He'd be there. Let's go to another piece of music before we take the next break.
Sure. The next one coming up is It Never Changes to Stop by The Books. There's one of the most touching moments in the entire show. Eurydice gets to the underworld and she meets her father. She doesn't know the language of the dead. She's been dipped in the river. She's forgotten everything about who she was. But the father somehow had avoided this fate. Details aren't important, but he remembers her and he welcomes her and he makes her feel safe. And he builds her a room out of string there in the underworld, in the open expanse of the underworld, for her to live in. And this music played over that scene. It was one of everyone's talking points after the show. People would come up and say, "I loved the play. It was beautiful. That the slowness, the patience, and the beauty and the care in the building of this string room, you know, it's going to stay with me for a long time." We were really pleased with that response, and this music, I think, was a big part of how that came to be.
We'll listen to that and then be back with more of Chris Simpson and the Contemporary Theater Company.
have your undivided attention. Nobody talking. Nobody moving. Absolutely nobody would be around. All right, put your hands down. Eyes closed. Close your eyes. Eyes closed. Come on. Right now. Come on. Nobody moving. Nobody talking.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we've been talking with Chris Simpson of the Contemporary Theater Company. And Chris, while we were on break, you said there was something you wanted to mention about that last piece.
Sure. Well, the last one we heard, the It Never Changes to Stop, that slow music, I was talking about that moment of him building the string room. One of the things we got a lot of praise for in that show was that the building of the string room took about 2 minutes. So that was 2 minutes on stage of not silence because the music that you heard was playing, but there was this long breathing sort of pause, and Eurydice was exploring the world around her. We had actors playing, as the script calls for, the stones. They were like a Greek chorus, but also just the stones on the ground there, and she played with them a little bit. It was this beautiful, long moment, and you don't see a lot of theater these days where they're comfortable, just in the middle of a regular talking play, 2 minutes of silence. It was a really, Sean Fennell as director made a bold choice there, and it really, I mean, deeply panned out. It was one of the most, like I said, most highly talked about moments. And I think, you know, I've done a lot of talking here today with you about the courses we offer and the opportunities we provide and the importance of giving everyone a chance to participate. I don't want to give the impression that we're only sort of a teaching theater or a community theater. That is a big part of what we do. But we won in 2011 the Providence Phoenix's Best Theater in Rhode Island. And we get significant awards and accolades from a lot of the local outlets. For the work that we do, we provide opportunities for people who are just getting involved, first time or first time in a long time kind of actors, and also for some very experienced, very accomplished individuals, directors, designers, you name it. And so the art that we do, it's beautiful to me because it combines top quality work, you know, the highest entertainment value, artistic merit, with opportunities for people, everyone to take part. And I think that's our unique brand. I think that's what makes us stand out to a lot of people, is that we combine those two things in a pretty innovative way. And I'm very proud of that. So.
Well, it sounds like you are very proud. I can tell by just meeting you for the first time that there's a lot going on there. And if you want to stop by that South County office, Commons,
the office of the South County Commons.
South County Commons,
or
yeah.
Or Main Street coming in July. We're going to be there starting July 6th, and that's going to be a real opportunity for people to
see
come.
See, Chris, he's very involved, very dynamic, and very much, I can tell, in tune with what's going on here. The bad news is that most of the everything we've talked about today as far as the music is concerned is past, so don't get too excited. This is not what you're going to see when you go to see Paradise Park at the Towers in Narragansett, but I'm sure that production will be well worth your time. So one more time, Chris, I'll let you remind us about the times and dates.
Sure. Paradise Park by Charles Mee at the Towers in Narragansett. It is February 24th and 25th, as well as March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and March 8th, 9th, and 10th, all at 7 p.m. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday run for 3 weekends. And all of our shows, Thursday nights, are Pay What You Can, and our and that's a thing we're very proud of. And we also have a Sunday matinee February 26th at 2 p.m. also at the Towers. And like you said, you know, if you miss this one, you won't get to see it again. Theater is ephemeral. It's transient. It comes, it's beautiful, and then it's gone. So don't miss out on this one. I can tell from all the faces we see out there in the audience that people are sad. They missed the music we're listening to now. All those hands that went up.
All the hands that went up.
Yeah, that's right. So don't miss this one. Come check it out.
It's like a chalk drawing on a sidewalk, right?
It's there, and it's beautiful, and eventually it's gone.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been great to have you here and finding out about the Contemporary Theater Company. I appreciate you coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And the last piece that we have going out is a Romanian composer that you probably never heard of. I'm pretty excited to put this music on the air. We're going to play it as much of it as we can before time runs out. It's Ciprian Porumbescu. Porumbescu. My Romanian accent's not the best. I might have that pronunciation slightly off. But Ciprian Porumbescu's Balada. And it was used, it wasn't in the show directly, but it was used as inspiration for the music that was composed for when Orpheus sings his way through the gates of hell. It was a big climactic moment in the show. And this music carries a lot of the sorrow that was present in that moment. And it's a pretty powerful piece. So I'm looking forward to playing it for you. Anyway, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Chris, great to have you, and look forward to having you back once again on Conducting Conversations. And we'll see you next week. Enjoy this last piece of music. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.